So he said, Jesus in heaven is only a mediator of the new covenant, the New Testament. Hallelujah. And to the blood of sprinkling, the word sprinkling means sprinkling. Sprinkle means to sprinkle. Abel says, the blood of sprinkling is not as if you sprinkle things, but that it is the blood that Jesus has in himself. So when Jesus sat on the mercy seat, the blood was sprinkled. I said, sir, the word sprinkle means sprinkling. The blood that is flowing in us is not a blood of sprinkling. Before you sprinkle, you remove. That is why Jesus hung on the cross, that the blood may drain out of him. So that blood was collected by angels when it was draining. When he rose from the dead, he had no blood in his body. He said, touch my hand, for spirit have no flesh and bone. He never said spirit have no flesh and blood. He came with flesh and bone, no blood. Because the blood was to be taken up to sprinkle in heaven, to cleanse heaven. So it is not that the blood, when Jesus rose from the dead, it did not mean that that blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary now came back into him. Do you understand? For him, he said the life of a man is in the blood. Now, that's why Jesus took his life and sat in the mercy seat. So the sprinkling is not the sprinkling like this. Where then did the blood in Calvary go to? You are saying that when Jesus rose from the dead, that blood that was shed came back into him. If you see a man that has an accident and blood is on the street, and they rush him to hospital, if they revive the man, is it those blood on the ground that entered him again? When Jesus rose from the dead, he did not have blood in him. All the blood was drained. All was drained. That is why Jesus hung on the cross, that the blood may drain out of him. So that blood was collected by angels when it was draining. When he rose from the dead, he had no blood in his body. He said, touch my hand, for spirit have no flesh and bone. He never said spirit have no flesh and blood. He came with flesh and bone, no blood. Because the blood was to be taken up to sprinkle in heaven, to cleanse heaven. So it is not that the blood, when Jesus rose from the dead, it did not mean that that blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary now came back into him. Do you understand? For him, he said the life of a man is in the blood. Now, that's why Jesus took his life and sat in the mercy seat. So the sprinkling is not the sprinkling like this. Where then did the blood in Calvary go to? You are saying that when Jesus rose from the dead, that blood that was shed came back into him. If you see a man that has an accident and blood is on the street, and they rush him to hospital, if they revive the man, is it those blood on the ground that entered him again? When Jesus rose from the dead, he did not have blood in him. All the blood was drained. All was drained. The heart had no blood to pump again. That is why he died. Because they did not break his leg. So he died because the blood has drained out. That's the blood he took to heaven. So the Bible says here, it said, to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. What is the better thing? Abel said, avenge me, Lord, of my death. Jesus said, forgive them, Lord, for they know not what to do. So they know not what they do. That means his own blood spoke forgiveness. Abel's blood called out for vengeance. So he speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Do you understand now?
Yes.
Amen? So he sprinkled heaven, even the seat that God was sitting, he sprinkled everything for the cleansing of all things. So as it is, Jesus is in heaven without blood in his body, because his blood, all right, is being shed for all men. Both heaven and earth are enjoying that blood. That is why you can plead the blood of Jesus in any situation. So this is one of the error that Abel Damina is spreading, that blood wasn't sprinkled. That the sprinkling means Jesus went by himself after resurrection and sat on the mercy seat. So the blood is running in Jesus because Jesus is the mercy of God. Sir, that is not Bible. That is your own supposition. The blood was drained and the blood was taken by Jesus to the presence, to the Holy of Holies, and there he sprinkled it. Praise the Lord. So the important thing I want to bring here is the fact that God is the judge. So you will see the value of what I'm doing. Why am I saying this? On the net, after our last broadcast was placed online, people responded. And some people showed clearly that they did not see the need for what I was doing. A particular person said that, look at this one now, in home ministry. See waiting person calling home ministry now to do studio to be attacking Abel Damina. So that is what he believed God has called. So in other words, in that person's mind, it's an irrelevant thing I'm doing. Therefore, I have to make the people see the relevance. That's why I like their statement. I like them to comment. Whether they insult me or they commend me, it's all good. It helps me to respond in the next teaching. It's very important that people will comment, whether in your favor or against me. I don't care what they say about me on the net. I don't care whether they say, this stupid man. Yeah, man. One of them say, you don't reach the level of Abel Damina. I like it. You get what I'm saying? I like it. Those are Abel's disciples. Those are his lovers. Even Satan has lovers. So God is being insulted by the devil's lovers. If you say that you are a wrestler and a boxer and everybody bet on you, it's not true. Amen? Amen. So I expect people not to speak well of what I'm doing. But then I have to explain myself. If I keep silent, God will do nothing about Abel. God will do nothing about anything he's saying wrong. Because nobody attacked it. Nobody spoke it. Ignoring him, just brushing him off, just calling him a madman, just saying all kinds of nonsense against him, it will fly in the court of heaven. God does not hear any comment brought against anybody if it is not brought by the word of God. If you want to bring a case against somebody in heaven, you must have your scripture ready. You must have what you are going to quote. That's why Jesus, when the devil is going to heaven to accuse us, he takes scriptures with him. Amen? Amen. Because he has to win the case based on facts. Yes, the accusation of what you have done, the scripture that condemns what you have done. So Jesus has to stand there and also bring about the goodness of what he has done and the scripture that exonerates those that trust him. He fights for us every day. He ever leaded to make intercession. So that's one of the things he does, intercession. So you must offer him a case before he will mediate for you or before he will intercede. Amen? Amen. So we have to offer Jesus a case. This case will only end with, you are right, you are wrong. Finish. And if there's any other further judgment, it will be passed. The Bible says God kept silent and watched Job and his three friends argue back and forth. He was a judge listening. The friends were arguing, Job was arguing. Friends were arguing, Job was arguing. Friends were arguing, Job was arguing. After they have silent, then God started talking. And God judged the friends and Job judged and finally reached a conclusion. So that is how God behaves. He stands to watch the argument. So as I am arguing, as Abel is arguing and I am arguing, Now, the earth don't know me. I've been 37 years in ministry preaching. 37 years in ministry. About to become 38 years in ministry. When I mean ministry, I mean ministry. I mean full time. Left everything to preach the gospel. 37 years I've been doing it. Amen. But Nigerians don't know me. I'm not the most popular face. People don't know me. But that does not matter. Because the judge of all knows all. So I don't seek to be known. God knows this case. Pastor Tunde Bakari said, the first case he won was against a senior advocate. Son. A fresher that just was called to the bar. The first case in the office, which his oga, Ganifayomi, gave to him to go and represent, was against another senior advocate. Gani did not go there, who is a senior advocate. He gave it to a fresher, and he went and won the case against the senior advocate. That is what blew him up, bam, as a lawyer, before God called him. Amen. Yeah. Not as if I'm magnifying Abel Damina above myself, but obviously, when it comes to popularity, he has gone more popularity than me because he has always been on the face of the people. He has been there on television. I have not been on TV. For the 37 years of my ministry, I've never been on radio for 15 minutes. The only time I ever went to a television station was when I wanted to introduce my first book that I wrote in Lagos. I still remember that lady, Nonye. I think that television station was Lagos Television, LTV. That was the only time my face was on TV. A friend of mine offered me 15 minutes on TV every... I said, I don't want. Amen. I love my peace, and I love to be in the silence. But because this is a vital issue, and God said something to me, if it troubles you so much, then answer him. You are only troubled in the closet, complaining about what he's saying. He's going there preaching, running here, running there preaching, and you are only busy, troubled, and praying. No, if it troubles you that much, answer him. And that is why I said, okay, God, I will answer him. That's why we are here. Amen. Amen. So you need to know what we are doing. God is a judge, sitting down, listening to what everyone is saying. He will only pass verdict. He will only give his ruling, his verdict, his judgment. That's all. He will not interfere. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So somebody must rise up and challenge somebody if he feels the person is wrong. Another person must rise up and defend somebody if he feels the person is right. Amen.
Amen.
So all the people that are saying Abel Damina is right, they are giving credit to his argument. They are giving strength to his argument because they are joining force with him. And God is recording it. Paul Ade Pharisee, Michael Konko, Christo Yahilome. God is taking down what they are saying, as a judge, that they are speaking in defense of what Abel Damina stands for. All right?
Yes, sir.
He's taking it down. And if nobody is speaking against it, and no people are supporting the person that is speaking against it, if there's anyone, then God is also taking it down. But it's not how many people that support or not support that determine what God declares at the end. It's how good the case is. How well you present the case. That is what determines the outcome of the case. Are there facts? Are there evidence? Is your argument sound? Because that is what God is listening to. God is not listening to me saying that Abel Damina has a low IQ. That does not matter to God. That's my opinion of him. That's what I think of him. But what matters in God is the things that man is saying. Have you been able to cast it down to prove it is wrong? And if you have tried and tried and realize that the man's argument is superior to yours, then you will submit that you have failed to prove. The judge will write clearly, Reverend King Judah has failed woefully to prove that the argument of Abel Damina is wrong. Therefore, here is my judgment. And he will pass his judgment, his verdict, and whatever he says, as the court pleases. God, arise. The moment the judgment is passed and you continue that argument, it's either you are appealing. If not, God has no appeal court. He is the high court, the appeal court, and the supreme court. There is no court again you will go when God writes his judgment. He doesn't have another God above him. Amen? So you better argue your case well when you have the chance. Because the verdict of God is the final. There's no appeal. So if I argue this case and fail to prove Abel Damina wrong, and God's verdict shows that Abel Damina was right, just like the friends of Job argued and failed to prove Job wrong, God came down and gave verdict in favor of Job. So you understand what I'm saying? And if I can prove Abel Damina wrong and I punch his arguments, pam, 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 and all his arguments carry no weight and can't fly in court, it doesn't matter how exegesis and exegesis and grammar and Hebrew and Greek, if it falls, it falls. And God will rule. Your argument, Abel Damina, does not hold water. It's done. And God will send the angels to make sure that that argument is not allowed to thrive amongst men. Many arguments have risen in the church. Many of them have faded. Today, we don't even know the name of the people who argued those arguments. Praise the Lord. So do not think that we are joking here. Don't think, for those watching on the net, if you like, call me insignificant. If you like, call me a new face in the block. I've been there. I've been there since 1988. You may not know me, but God knows my work. God knows me. God knows my pains, my sorrow, my trials, my everything. Amen? I'm only not known to the nation, but I'm known to God. Amen? I'm known to Jesus. I'm known to the Holy Ghost. The angels know me. And this case is not about the people. It's about truth. And God is the one who you cannot deceive. So I can't deceive God. Do you understand what we are doing here now? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.